第二章第一节到第九节。
Proverbs chapter 2 verse 1 to verse 9.
上一次我们讲的是什么呢？讲到说智慧离我们一点都不远。
Last time we talked about wisdom who is not far from us.
但是问题在于我们不愿意去寻求。
The problem is that we don't want to seek her out.
为什么我们不愿意去寻求呢？
Why is that?
因为我们觉得我们都是智慧人。
Because we all think we're already wise people.
我们很骄傲，我们很自大。
We're very proud and we're very arrogant, yes.
所以呢，我们就不觉得我们不需要智慧。
So we think we don't need wisdom.
但是呢，这节经圣经里面告诉我们什么呢？
But the Bible tells us that.
如果我们忽略了这智慧的话。
If we ignore or neglect wisdom,
或者说我们自觉的自己有智慧的话
in other words, if we think we're already wise,
我们就会尝到我们有智慧的这个恶果。
We will eat or receive the fruit of foolishness.
所以我们要小心。
So we need to be careful.
所以这个爸爸呢，告诉他儿子，你要学习智慧。
So the father in Proverbs is telling his son, you must learn wisdom.
不要忽略智慧。
Do not ignore wisdom.
不要觉得自己有智慧。
Don't think that you're wise already.
好了，那么下边呢，我们就进到了第二章。
So we'll be looking at chapter 2.
好。
My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding.
我儿，你若领受我的言语，存记我的命令，侧耳听智慧，专心求聪明。
好了，前面他爸爸说智慧离你很近的。
So earlier the father said wisdom is very close to you.
你不需要上天去找，下地去挖的。
You don't need to, you know, look everywhere, seek her everywhere.
他说现在呢，我儿。你要领受我的言语。
Here he says, my son, you must receive my words.
然后说你要存记我的命令。
And treasure up my commandments with you.
所以呢，这智慧呢，就借着他爸爸呢，要传给他的儿子。
So the wisdom is transmitted through the father to the son.
但是，当我们去领受、去学习这个智慧的时候呢，我们要有个心态。
But when we receive, when we learn wisdom, we need to have a certain attitude.
什么叫领受？
What does it mean to receive his words?
什么叫领受？领受的意思是不是就听了？
Does it mean just to hear the words and that's it?
不是，领受是听了之后要照着去做。
To receive his words means he has heard his words and then he acts accordingly.
什么叫存记呢？
What does it mean to treasure up his commandments?
就像一个宝贝一样，你把它放在心里边。
I mean to take it as a treasure in your heart.
你不会把它忘掉的。
You won't forget about it.
你也不是把它听过去，然后就没有了。
And it, you know, doesn't go in one ear out the other.
并且把它记在心里边。
You store it in your heart.
然后呢，照着这个心里边所有的智慧去做。
And you act, you behave, you do things according to the wisdom that is in you.
那么当你去听智慧的话语的时候，你要侧耳听。
So when you listen to wisdom's words, you need to make your ear attentive.
你要侧耳听，什么叫侧耳听？
What does it mean to make your ear attentive?
表明你仔细听。
You are listening carefully.
我们中国人叫什么呢？要洗耳恭听。就是你在听之前要把耳朵洗一洗。
In Chinese, there's a saying that you need to wash your ear before listening.
为什么仔细听要洗耳朵？洗耳朵就是仔细听呢。
Why do you need to clean your ear before you listen?
为什么呢？中国人叫什么？洗耳恭听。为什么听的时候为了表达恭敬、认真，要把耳朵洗一洗呢？听得更清楚嘛。
So you can hear more clearly.
因为我们耳朵里边有很多脏东西，可能你听得不准确。
Because there's junk in our ears, and maybe that interferes with us hearing properly.
洗一洗。
So wash it out.
听得更清楚。
So that you can hear more clearly.
但是在这里边，他用的什么呢？侧耳听。
But here it says listen attentively.
你要非常的留心去听。
You need to really pay attention when you listen.
你不想漏掉一个字儿。
You don't want to miss even one word.
然后下边说什么呢？专心求聪明。
And later, it says, incline your heart to understanding.
所以听呢，不单是用耳朵。
So you listen not only with your ear.
你用什么？用心。
But also with your heart.
用耳朵听，从这边进去就从这边出去。
If you listen only with your ears.
当我们能够用心听的时候呢，它会进到我们的心里边。
If you listen only with your ears, it'll go through one ear. It'll go in one ear and come out through the other. But if you listen with your heart, it can stay in your heart.
所以，当你学习智慧的时候呢，你不是不要马马虎虎的。
So, when you're learning wisdom, you can't just do whatever.
你必须有个正确的态度。
You have to have a proper attitude.
你需要很认真。
You need to be very careful.
你用
very focused.
你要很用心。
You need to really put in your effort.
如果不你不仔细、不认真、不用心的话，你就学不到。
If you're not careful or focused, not trying intentionally to learn, then you won't be able to learn wisdom.
所以他爸爸说呢，如果
That's why the father says, if
你若就是如果的意思，你如果这样认真的去寻求，认真的去听的话
If you study and seek wisdom, very carefully
这是第一个态度，必须有的
That's the first step. It's an attitude that you must have.
那么我们看第二个态度是什么样的态度
What's the second attitude that you need to have?
Verse
3 and 4.
好了，那么。那么这里边讲到什
么 What does it mean to call out?
谦虚使人进步，骄傲使人落后，就是这个道理。
So Chinese people have a saying is that pride makes you fall behind everyone else.
一个人不能够承认自己缺少智慧
If a person is unable to admit that he lacks wisdom,
就不能去寻求智慧，也不能得到智慧。
He will not be able to seek wisdom, and therefore he will not be able to get wisdom.
所以孩子们，你们必须谦卑。
So children, you must be humble.
必须谦卑，你才能够得到。
In order.
那么第四节呢？他就告诉我们，这是第二个态度，我们必须怎么样？要谦卑。
So our second point is that we must be humble in order to obtain wisdom.
第四个呢，告诉我们说，我们寻找这个是我们前面讲过了哈，说这离我们不远，这个智慧围绕着我们。
So we saw last time that wisdom is not far from us; she's everywhere.
但是我们的骄傲拦住我们，怎么样呢？不能够寻求智慧。
But、our pride prevents us from wanting to seek her out.
然后他说那么我们应该再有一个态度就是什么呢寻找他如寻找银子、
the third point is that we must seek wisdom like silver
然后搜求他如同搜求隐藏的珍宝
and search for it as for hidden treasures
这里用了两个词一个是寻找、
here there are two terms like to seek
第二个是什么呢搜求
and to search
就是你需要去找
So you have to look for it.
你需要下功夫。
You need to put in the effort.
尽管这智慧离我们很近。
Even if wisdom is very close to us.
那么我们又需要去寻找。
We still need to seek after her.
好像寻找银子。
As we would for silver.
寻找珍宝。
For hidden treasures.
所以举一个简单的例子哈。
Here's an example.
玉生说说掉了2.5毛钱 ,a quarter.
If you lose a quarter,
医生说可能都不知道就走了。
Maybe you won't notice and you'll walk away.
或者说，哎，我丢了2.5毛钱，大家帮我找一找。
Or you might tell everyone, "Hey, I lost my quarter. Can you help me look for it?"
找了10分钟没找着。
After 10 minutes, nobody has found it.
医生叔叔会说，算了算了，2.5毛钱，不要了。
You'll probably say, "Oh, never mind. 25 cents. I don't want it anymore."
医生叔叔呢，有一个珍珠。
But if you have a pearl.
这个珍珠呢，比那个咱们那个女王头上那个还大。
it's the size of your fist, and it's bigger than the crown of the Queen of England.
有这么大啊？世界上只有这一个。
There's only one in the entire world.
玉成叔叔拥有。
And if it belongs to you.
放他进来的时候，搁停车场搁哪不知道哪就掉了丢了。
And on your way inside, you lost it in the parking lot or somewhere.
然后玉成叔叔说：“快，大家帮我找，帮我找这个大珍珠。”
You might ask everyone, "Oh, please help me to find this giant pearl."
找了十分钟。
After 10 minutes,
没找着。
Nobody has found it.
玉成叔叔，算了算了，不找了。
Are you gonna say, "Oh, never mind. Let's not bother looking for it anymore"?
玉成叔叔会不会这样
？Would you say that?
不会的。
No.
这么大珍珠。
It's a huge pearl.
然后我们找到了明天早上五点。
We looked for it until 5 o'clock in the morning.
还没找着。
Still haven't found it.
大家说，那我们得回去了。明天我们还得祷告会呢。
And everyone says, "Oh, we have to go home because there's a prayer meeting early tomorrow morning."
你觉得玉成叔叔会回去吗？
Would you go home?
玉成还得继续在这找。
No, you'd keep searching for this pearl.
当然他也会来祷告会的。
You'd still come to the
prayer. 到祷告会再找不着的就需要祷告了。
Just in time to pray for this pearl.
为什么玉成叔叔会一直下去？
Now,
一直会下去找。
Keep going in your search.
因为他知道这个东西太值钱了。
Because you know that this thing is so valuable.
对你对我来说无所谓，反正也不是我的。
To someone
对不对
to whom it does not belong, you might think it's not a big problem.
我已经尽我的力了，帮你找了，但是找不到，与我也没有什么关系。
Everyone's already tried hard enough to help you, but it doesn't really have anything to do with them.
玉成叔叔为什么不放弃呢
？But if you who own the pearl, why don't you give up?
因为这个珍珠，这珍珠是他的。
Because it's your pearl.
所以他要不停地找，他知道这个珍珠的价值有什么。
You know what the price of this pearl is, so you have to keep searching for it.
所以呢，我们也一样。第三个，我们寻求智慧的态度，我们要知道智慧是有价值的。
In the same way, when we're seeking wisdom, we need to know that wisdom is very valuable.
你必须认识到智慧的价值。
You need to recognize its value.
你不认识到智慧的价值，你就不会去找它了。
If you don't recognize its value, then you won't really bother seeking for it.
举个简单的例子，又是玉成叔叔那个大珍珠。
Another example with this huge pearl.
我们说，哎，丹六三，你帮着找吧。
We could, if we say, to a five-year-old kid, why don't you help him look for it?
或者是叫Ian，Ian，帮着找。
Or to ask a little baby to look for the pearl.
你看这么大个珍珠对伊恩来说就是一个玩具。
You know, a pearl, even if it's the size of your fist, to a one-year-old kid, it's just a toy.
对于他来说有或没有，没关系。
It doesn't really matter to him whether he finds it or not.
对不对？他认识不到这个东西的价值。
He has no concept of value.
你拿这么大一个珍珠，再拿一块糖给伊恩，他要哪一个？
If you take a huge pearl and a piece of candy and you offer it to this child, which one is he going to pick?
他肯定要那个糖。
He's going to want the candy.
因为他不认识这珍珠的价值，所以他也不要。
He doesn't recognize this pearl is precious, so he doesn't want it.
所以同样的道理。
In the same way.
我们若想有这样的谦卑的心，我们又若要努力的去寻求它。
If we have a humble heart and we carefully pursue wisdom.
我们必须要知道它的价值。
We must know wisdom's value.
智慧是有很高价值的。
Wisdom has a very, very high value.
好了，那么说，他这个爸爸告诉他的儿子。
Okay, so the father tells his son.
他爸爸说：“我告诉你，你要寻求智慧。
You have to pursue wisdom.
要有三个态度去寻求这智慧。
You have to have.
三个。
You have to have such an attitude that.
第一个是什么呢
？First of all.
第一个你要用心。
Okay, first you need to do it carefully, attentively.
第二个呢，你要谦卑。
Secondly, you must be humble.
第三个，你要认识到它的价值。
And thirdly, you must recognize its value.
好，你用这样的心去寻求智慧的时候，就会有一件事情发生。
When you have such an attitude, when you seek wisdom, something will happen.
好，我们就看第五节、第六节。我们这样去寻求了，会得到一个什么结果呢
？If we seek wisdom in such a way, what is the result?
嗯。
Then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. The Lord is wisdom, and from His love comes knowledge and understanding.
那么如果有这样的态度去寻求智慧的话，
So if you seek wisdom with such an attitude,
你就会明白敬畏耶和华。
You will understand to fear the Lord, understand the fear of the Lord.
我们还记不记得前面第一章的第七节讲的是什么？
What does chapter 1 verse 7 say?
所以敬畏耶和华是知识的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
也就是说，你用三个，你用这样的态度，前面讲的这样的态度去寻求智慧的时候。
Which means that when you seek out wisdom with the attitude that we talked about,
你就开始已经敬畏耶和华了。
You are already starting to fear the Lord.
第一章第七节告诉我们，当我们开始敬畏耶和华的时候呢，我们就已经站在智慧的起点了。
And chapter 1 verse 7 tells us that when we fear the Lord, we are already at the beginning of wisdom.
对，所以我们就已经懂得以前面这个态度，我们现在就已经开始在智慧当中行走了。
So we've already taken a step into wisdom.
然后说我们就得以认识神。
And we will find the knowledge of God.
你就开始与智慧与神同行了。要开始与神耶和华神同行了。
And it means you're starting to walk with the Lord.
你就开始走在一条智慧的路上了。
You're walking on the path of wisdom.
那你说为什么我这样的态度去寻求，我就可以有智慧呢？
So you might ask, like, why can I get wisdom only by seeking it with this type of attitude?
第六节说，因为耶和华赐人智慧。
Because in verse 6 it says, For the Lord gives wisdom.
什么叫耶和华赐人智慧？
What does it mean that the Lord gives wisdom?
就是这个智慧本身就是上帝。
Wisdom itself.
他不但愿意让我们成为智慧。
God himself is wisdom. Not only does he want for us to be wise.
而且是非常愿意把智慧给我们，你找就给你。
But he also is very willing to give it to us. As long as we search for it.
对，知识和聪明都由他口而出。
From his mouth come knowledge and understanding.
所以我们看到这位上帝。
So we see that God.
他非常愿意把智慧赐给人。
He's very willing to give wisdom to people.
所以前面讲说，智慧在大街上向你喊，哎，愚昧人，快来找智慧。
So in chapter 1 we saw, wisdom is crying out in the streets, calling out to people.
人。得不到智慧是因为他啊、oh, no no 我很智慧了已经。
People can't get wisdom because they think, oh yeah, I'm already so wise.
不是神不给我们。
It's not that God won't give it to us.
也不是神不愿意给我们。
It's not that he doesn't want to give it to us.
是因为我们不想要。
It's because we ourselves don't want it.
所以这里要告诉我们说，我们若有一个谦卑的用心寻求的这样的态度的话，神一定给我们。
So here it tells us that if we have an attitude, a humble attitude that God wants to give us knowledge,
所以我们去寻求他的时候的话呢，
So when we seek wisdom,
他马上就给我们。
He will give it to us.
他非常高兴的就给我们。
Very happily he will give it to us.
嗯哼。我们还记不记得当上帝造人的时候？
When God created man,
造亚当的时候，
Adam,
神把什么给了亚当？
What did he give Adam?
他的形象和样式。
His image, his likeness.
他这个形象里边包含不包含智慧？
Does this image include wisdom?
当然包含智慧了。
Yes, it does.
所以神很愿意把他的智慧给人的。
So God very willingly gives his wisdom to people.
但是后来因为人犯罪了。
But because afterwards man sinned.
人就觉得说比上帝更智慧。
Man thinks, oh, I'm wiser than God.
所以人就变得愚昧了。
Which is what made man foolish.
所以上帝是非常愿意使我们拥有完美智慧的。
So God really wants us to have his wisdom, to have wisdom.
所以我们明白这件事情了，好了，之后我们再往下看。得了这个智慧之后，会有一个什么结果呢？
So what's the result of having obtained
wisdom? 我们看第七节第八节。
Verses 7 to 8.
The sword of sound wisdom for the upright, he is a shield to those who walk in the path of justice and washing over the way of the feet.
好了，这里说他给正直人存留真智慧。
Verse 7, he stores up sound wisdom for the upright.
给行为纯正的人做盾牌。
He's a shield to those who walk in integrity.
这里我们留心一个字叫什么？存留。
The word to store up.
什么叫存留
？What does it mean to store up？
留下来，留下来。
这很重要啊，存下来，留下来呀、啊。但是什么意思呢？存留，比如说。今天 Nancy 给我们拿了这个东西，这据说是很养生的。
For example, somebody's brought us a pack of really healthy cookies.
如果说今天 Nancy 出门的时候突然想到说，哎，我们家还有一些这个东西吃不完了，赶紧拿去给他们吃吧。
If somebody on their way to Bible study remembers, oh, there are so many cookies that we can't finish, we should bring them to church.
这叫不叫存留？
Is that what it means to store up?
不存留。
No.
人家 Nancy 今天早上就说，妈妈，这个晚上一定要带给朋友们一起吃。
Storing up is when you say, "Oh, mom, we need to save these for everyone at church tonight."
她早晨就把这东西留下来了。
She's already kept it, set it aside specifically.
虽然她早晨没有拿到我们当中。
Even if she didn't bring it to church in the
morning. 但是这东西已经在那里了。
The thing was there.Ready,
谁都不能再吃了。
Nobody's allowed to eat it.
这是给大家的。
Until we bring it to church.
所以这里边存留的意思是告诉我们，上帝他很早就已经留这些东西了。
So the term to store up means that God has already had this stuff prepared a long time ago.
给那些用正确态度寻求的人。
He has prepared it for those who seek it out with the proper attitude.
你有这个态度吗？
And do you have this attitude?
你如果有这个态度，上帝已经为你存留了。
If you do, then God has already stored up a portion of wisdom for you.
所以上帝不是突然说，哎呀，算了，给你吧，给你吧。
So God doesn't just say, oh, yeah, fine, I'll give you some.
上帝是专门给这些人，去寻求的人，谦卑的人，用心的人，存留的。
God has specifically stored up wisdom for those who seek it out humbly with very intently yes、
mm-hmm. 所以我们就知道了上帝非常愿意赐给我们智慧
God is very willing and happy to give us wisdom
上次我们讲过了是我们的骄傲拦阻了我们获得智慧
last time we saw that it's our own pride that prevents us from becoming wise
上帝存留这些智慧给这些人
So God has stored up wisdom for these people.
做他们的盾牌
To be their shield.
什么叫做他们的盾牌？盾牌是做什么用的
？What's a shield? What is it for?
谁知道什么叫盾牌？知不知道什么叫盾牌？抵挡攻击的，打过游戏的都知道。
Oh, to protect yourself from attacks.
你看那游戏里边那些人都是一个手拿个剑，一个手拿个盾牌，对不对？当时打的时候，砰砰砰砰砰砰砰砰砰砰，打在这上。
If you look at video games or movies, the people have a sword in one hand and a shield in the other.
我没玩过这样游戏，我看过人玩的。然后那个对方拿着剑，啪啪啪啪啪，打出火星似的，打不着他。然后他打完了之后，他把这一拿，啪啪啪一下，不用翻译。所以这是什么？是保护的，保护什么呢
？So what does a shield protect you? Protect.
就受伤害嘛。
对不对 protect you from harm.
前边我们讲过了
Earlier we saw,
如果你没有智慧的话
if you don't have wisdom,
你就会吃到因为愚昧而带来的恶果
you will eat the fruit of folly, foolishness.
前边用的是什么呢叫灾祸
Earlier we saw the word catastrophe or disaster
你会有灾祸的
A disaster will fall upon you
还记不记得上回我说我那个灾祸是什么手被烫伤了是吧？对不对？就是灾祸了吗？
Your hand.
所以智慧可以作为盾牌，保护我们不遭灾祸。
So wisdom acts as a shield that protects us from catastrophe, disaster.
就好像上次我说的，把手烫了。如果我有这样的智慧，我的手就不会被烫了。
Oh, same example with the burning of the hand. If you have wisdom, then you won't burn your hand.
然后第八节说，为要保守。公平人的路。
Verse 8, guarding the path of justice and watching over the way of the saints.
什么叫保守
？Guarding, what does that mean?
那么英文可能更容易理解。什么叫保守？什么叫 guarding？
Watch
watch over. 对呀，这后边叫 watch over， 后边也用了 watch over。这个词儿来自于什么呢？来自于 guard。
guarding。
guard 是做什么的呢？就是监狱里边那个看守。
You can imagine the guard in a prison。
你有没有看到那个监狱里边的看守，没事在那吃饭喝酒不管的？
Do the guards or the warden in a prison just not pay attention and eat and sleep and drink?
他要做的是什么？
What is their job?
他就要时刻盯着那个犯人。
Is to constantly watch the prisoner.
免得他跑了。
Lest they escape.
所以这里告诉我们，智慧就好像我们的一个保镖一样 ，bodyguard.
So wisdom is like a bodyguard to us.
是，他会时刻保护我们。
Constantly protecting us.
还用前面那个例子。
Again with the same example from before.
如果那手我很愚昧，我手要往那个油里边放的时候，火里边放的时候。
If I'm foolish and I want to put my hand on the stove.
我的 bodyguard.
My bodyguard.
这个智慧就告诉我，别，你别这么傻，那玩意会烫着你手的。
My wisdom will tell me no, don't be stupid, that's gonna hurt.
我手就收回来了。
And then I'll retract my hand.
智慧会提醒我。
So wisdom will remind us.
他会提醒我。
Will warn us.
然后后边说庇护前进人的道。
Second half of the verse, watching over the way of his saints.
所以这里边用的是庇护。
To watch over.
我们走路的时候呢，你知道，走路的时候有一个人会帮你看着路的，就好像你有个 GPS 一样。
When you're just, you know, walking in your everyday life, it's like you have a GPS on you or someone.Tracking you.
来保证你能够走在一条正确的路上。
To make sure that you're taking the right path.
所以这个智慧呢，可以保证我们走在一个正确的路上。
The same way, wisdom can let us walk on the straight path.
但是呢，这里边告诉我们，智慧对什么样子的人有用呢？
But here it tells us that wisdom is useful.
可以保护。对。
Will protect what kind of person?
这里告诉我们，纯正的人
，to the upright，
还有公平的人
，to those who walk in integrity，
还有什么样的人呢？敬虔的人
，and saints，
这样的人为什么能够得到保护呢
？Why are these people able to get protection？
因为纯正的人也好，或者说我们叫做公平的人也好，或者叫虔敬的人也好。
Because upright people who walk in integrity, the saints.
他们就是前边那些有正确态度的人。
These are the people that have this right attitude that we saw earlier.
他们知道智慧的价值。
They know the value of wisdom.
他们在智慧的面前，他是谦卑的。
They are humble before wisdom.
他们是用心在学习智慧的。
They very carefully study wisdom.
所以这个是可以进到他们心里边的。
So that wisdom can,
就是
stay in their heart.
就是前边所说的这些什么领受的人。
It's those whom the passage refers to when it says receive my words.
智慧，如果你不领受的话，这智慧不会保护你。
If you don't receive this wisdom, it won't protect you.
就好像我们常常人家告诉你走错路了。
It's like somebody tells you, you're not walking in the right direction.
如果你领受了，你就可以回到正路上来。
If you receive this direction, then you can return to the right route.
你说我是对的。
If you say no, I'm right.
我还按照我的路走。
I'll continue down this path that I'm already on.
我们不领受。
I won't receive this instruction.
那我们就会承担走错路的结果。
Then I'll have to bear the consequence of having taken the wrong route.
如果仅仅是你去飞机场走错路了，不要紧。
You've just taken the wrong route to the airport. It's not such a big problem.
但是你人生的路走错了，那就会带来灾难性的后果。
But if you are on the wrong path when it comes to your life, that will create a very catastrophic consequence.
比如说，中国人有句话说，女怕嫁错郎。女孩子最怕的就是嫁错男人。
The worst thing that can happen to a woman is that she'll marry the wrong person.
Yeah.
Who's the wolf?
真的，所以女孩子我们为什么有立百家团契呢？为什么我们有立百家团契呢
？So girls, why do we have, you know, our biblical womanhood fellowship?
我们就怕你嫁了一只狼。
Because we don't want you to marry a wolf.
这不是 很可笑的事情。
It's not a funny thing.
如果你嫁错了，按照你自己的心意去嫁。
If you marry the wrong person,
你没有按照神设立婚姻当中的法则去做。
Based on your own standards instead of following the principles that God has established for marriage,
你可能就嫁了一只狼。
You might get married to a wolf.
那个后果是很可怕的。
It's a very frightening consequence that will follow.
所以呢？这里告诉我们，我们必须是一个用正确态度领受智慧的人。
So here we see it's very important that we have the proper attitude in order to receive wisdom.
我们不单要认识它的价值。
Not only do we need to recognize its value.
我们也知道这是神愿意给我们的。
We also need to understand that it's something that God is willing to give us.
我们才能够去正确的来认识智慧。
So that we can.Know wisdom in the correct way.
好了，第九节非常非常的重要。
And you understand righteousness and justice and equity every good.
你也必明白仁义、公平、正直一切的善道。
好了，前面我们讲到了，如果用正确的态度去寻求智慧。
So if you seek out wisdom with the proper attitude.
你就能够得到智慧。
You will be able to obtain wisdom.
你也能够得到智慧带来的益处。
And you will be able to get the benefits from having wisdom.
就是保护我们不做错事情。
Which is protection from committing sins.
不做那些愚昧的事情。
And from doing foolish things.
不但如此，而且。
Not only that.
你也必明白仁义。
But you will also understand righteousness,
公平
justice,
正直
equity,
和一切善道
and every good path.
所有好的东西都会明白的
All the good things you will understand.
言外之意是什么呢？愚昧人是不知道这些仁义、公平、正直和善道的。
Conversely, foolish people do not understand righteousness and justice and equity and every good path.
你说，哎，仁义我知道啊。
You might think, yeah, I already understand righteousness.
你说啊、哦，我知道公平啊。
I know what justice is.
你说我也知道正直啊。
And I know what equity is.
我每天我都是走善道啊，我没走错道啊，对吧
？Every day I walk according to the narrow path. I never do anything wrong.
但是我要告诉你一件事情，你如果没有智慧的话
，But if you do not have wisdom,
你所认为自己的仁义
，What you understand to be righteousness,
那是你自己认为的仁义。
That's your own conception of righteousness.
你所觉得自己明白的公平。
What you believe is your understanding of justice.
那是你自己觉得的公平。
That's your own conception of what justice is.
那不一定是真正的仁义和公平。
Those might not really correspond to what righteousness and justice really are.
因为仁义也好，公平也好，正直也好，只有上帝他来定义。
Because righteousness and justice and equity are only defined by God.
你我都不能够决定是不是公平。
Neither you nor I can decide whether something is righteous or just.
只有上帝知道。
Only God can say so.
并且上帝借着这智慧告诉每一个寻求的人什么才是真正的公平。
And
借着智慧告诉你。
God tells those who seek wisdom through wisdom what is righteous and what is just.
所以前边呢，我们看到了，他不但可以主动的保护我们。
So earlier we saw that wisdom can not only actively protect us.
他可以主动的来改变我们。
But it can also actively change us.
智慧改变一个人。
For wisdom to change a person.
他不是简单的说这个表要掉地上了。
It's not only, for example, the watch is going to fall onto the floor.
我把它挪回去。
It's going to fall on the floor from the edge of the table, and I push it closer to, you know, the center of the table.
智慧不单要保护我们不掉到地上。
Wisdom not only protects this watch from falling onto the ground.
它让我们可以意识到这个危险，我们可以自己走回去，走到安全的地方。
It can make the watch realize its position of danger so that it will.Willingly walk away from the edge of the table.
所以我告诉你，智慧是活的。
So wisdom is living.
它是活的，它在你的里边，就活在你的里边，就使你也活在智慧当中。
If you have wisdom, that means wisdom is living within you, and you are living with wisdom.
所以智慧不是一个道理。
Wisdom is not a principle.
智慧是一个活的。
It's a living thing.
在你的里边，你就会活在智慧的里边。
And if wisdom is within you, then you can live.
你做的每一件事情都带着智慧。
Everything that you do will be using your wisdom. You will do by using your wisdom.
所以我们作为结束呢
？So in conclusion,
我想跟你们来讲几句心里话。
In conclusion.
因为我也像你们这个年纪一样的，曾经。
Once upon a time. Once upon a time, I was your age.
我也像你们一样强壮和漂亮。
Once upon a time, I was strong and beautiful.
但是我小的时候呢，像你们这个年纪的时候，我也和很多的年轻的孩子一样。
I was the same as, you know, the other people at my age, of my age.
我也会觉得是我爸爸妈妈啰嗦的。
I always thought, oh, my parents are very
annoying.
Very. Annoying.
我觉得我们老师呢也很 annoying.
Thought my teachers were also really annoying as well.
这些老师和父母好像觉得我是笨蛋一样。
Oh, it's like they think I'm stupid.
成天告诉我你要这样，你要那样，你要那样。
Telling me all day what to do.
好像我什么都不懂似的。
As if I don't understand a thing.
比如说这个季节，我妈妈会跟我说：“你把衣服穿上。”
For example, it's winter. My mother will tell me, "Oh, put on more clothes."
好像我十八岁不懂得穿衣服出门一样。
As if I don't know how to dress before leaving the house when I'm 18 years old.
但是呢
，But
那个时候，我觉得我懂很多的东西。
At that point in my life, I thought I understood a lot.
但是呢，和你们现在不一样的地方。
But still, it was different from how you guys think today.
我在那个时候，我爸爸妈妈对我很啰嗦的。
At that age, my parents.Talked a lot.
我的老师对我也很啰嗦的。
My teachers were really annoying as well.
不一样的地方就在于我如果不顺服他们。
The difference lies in that if I didn't follow what they said.
我爸就会惩罚我。
My dad would beat me. My dad would punish me.
他要甚至会打我。
He would beat me sometimes.
同样的，我的老师也一样。
My teachers too.
我那个学校很特殊的。
I went to a special school.
我那个学校呢，我那个中学呢，有几百年的历史。
My middle school had several hundreds of years of history.
所以呢，我们那学校呢，一直有个传统，就是打。
So there's a tradition which was to beat its students.
我告诉你们可能不相信的。
You might not believe me.
如果我考试不及格。
If I didn't pass a test.
我们学校有超过40个班级。
In the school, there were more than 40 classes.
如果我考试不及格的话
，If I didn't pass the test,
我要举一个牌子。
I had to hold up a sign.
上面写的我的名字。
With my name on it.
写的我考试的成绩。
My test score.
我要一个班一个班的去介绍自己。
I had to go from class to class and introduce myself.
我叫严仲海，物理考试49。
This is my name on my chemistry test. I got a 49.
要用一个小时时间。
I would spend an hour doing that.
如果我违反了纪律，我的老师会打我。
If I decided not to, my teacher would beat me.
我们最怕的是体育老师。
We were most afraid of the phys ed teacher.
体育老师拿的是接力棒。
接力棒。
就是那个接力跑赛那个棒。
Like the big.
Like for relay, like a baton.
Oh, a baton. Okay, that's smaller. The phys ed teacher would beat us with the baton.
所以那时候我们不敢做悖逆的事情。
So we didn't dare to like rebel.
但是我相信一点是什么，你知道吗
？I believe that.
就是当我活到30岁、40岁的时候。
By the age of 30 or 40.
我非常的感谢我的父母。
I was very grateful to my.
我也非常感谢我的老师。
My teachers as well.
你知道我感谢他什么吗
？Do you know why?
他打我。
Because they beat me.
他管教我。
Because they disciplined me.
他拦着我不要去做那些。错事情。
Because they stopped me from doing foolish things.
尽管他们用的是暴力手段。
Even they use violent ways. Even if they use violence.
尽管说那个时候我的父母也好，我的老师也好，他们并不认识上帝。
Even if my parents or my teachers didn't know God.
但是他妈还是告诉我不要去浪费时间。
They still told me don't waste your time.
不要去懒惰。
Don't be lazy.
你要去尊重父母，尊重年长的。
You need to respect your parents and your elders.
但是尽管他们是用暴力来教我学习顺服。
Even if they taught me obedience through violence.
但是如果他们当初没有用这样的暴力手段去教我学习顺服，今天的我就不是今天的我。
If they hadn't used these ways to make me obey, then I would be totally different today.
我的同学当中有被枪毙的。
My fellow classmates, there are some who
杀人
killed people or were killed.
Both.
Who killed other people or who were sentenced to death or who were just killed.
有住监狱的。
People who have lived in prison.
有吸毒的。
Drug addicts.
什么人都有。
All sorts of people.
我本来也应该是他们那样的人。
I was supposed to end up like them as well.
所以今天我就，你知道我以前的时候，我在中国的时候
，When I was in China，
每年我一定去看一个人。
Every year I would visit someone。
就是在我读六年级的时候，第一次打我的那个老师。
My grade six teacher, the first one who ever beat me。
因为我没有交英文作业。
Because I didn't hand in my English homework。
没有交作业就得打。
You were beaten if you didn't turn in your homework.
但是到今天呢，我就明白一件事情。
But today, I understand.
神之所以要我在暴力当中学习顺服。
That although God let me learn obedience in a very violent situation.
因为我比你们更悖逆。
That God made me learn obedience through violence because I was more rebellious.
所以神是借着这样的管教来保护我。
So God used this sort of discipline to protect me.
所以这就是上帝的智慧。
That's His wisdom.
所以我希望你们呢也是一样。
I hope you can understand the same thing.
不要觉得你们知道很多。
And not, you know, believe that you know everything.
你们知道的很少。
Because you know very little, in fact.
你们今年知道的，明年就过期了。
The things that you learn this year will expire next year.
你明白我说什么意思吧？你今年用 iPhone 5，明年就 iPhone 6。
If you use an iPhone 5 this year, you'll need an iPhone 6 next year.
所以没有什么可以骄傲的。
It's nothing to be proud of.
但是你的父母也好，你的老师也好，你的尊长也好。
But your parents, your teachers, your elders.
他们所知道的。更多的是那些不变的。
They know more about the things that don't change.
而那些才是真正的智慧。
The important things, that's.
而那些不变的，那才是真正的智慧。
Things that don't change, that's wherein lies their, their wherein lie their wisdom.
这就是神在创造的当中所放置的他的法则。
That's a rule, a principle that God has established since.The creation.
就是仁义、公平、正直和一切的善道。
So righteousness, justice, equity, every good path.
所以孩子们
，So children，
你们千万不要等到活到我这个年纪的时候才能够明白。
You must not wait until you're 50 to understand these things.
我是27岁信耶稣。
I believed in Jesus when I was 27 years old.
你们比我幸运。
You are more favorable circumstances.Circumstance than I was in.
你看他这么小，他可以坐在这里听这些圣经。
Some of you are 6 or 7 years old listening to Bible study.
你说他听不懂。
You might think, oh, they don't understand.
但是就好像下雨一样。
But it's like when it rains.
神的话就像下雨一样，不断的在教他。
These children are constantly being watered by the Word of God.
当他在这里边成长起来的时候。
When they're growing in the Word.
神的话就像洗他，就好像洗 shower 一样，使你越来越干净。
The word of God is like showering them, making them cleaner.
慢慢的，慢慢的，你就可以认识上帝的仁义、公平、正直和一切的善道。
Slowly they can understand God's righteousness.
成为一个智慧人。
And every good path to become a wise.
所以你们真的是非常的神有恩典。
So God really has grace.
让你们可以认识。
Because He lets you know.This from a young age.
希望这些话呢能够成为你们的智慧。
And I hope his word can become your wisdom.
你们也懂得如何去寻求智慧。
And that you can understand how to pursue wisdom.
使一生都有这样一个保镖。
So that you can have wisdom as your guard.
在你的人生道路上。
For the rest of your life.
来保护你。
To protect you.
来带领你。
To guide you.
去躲避很多的危险。
To protect you from so many dangers.
躲避很多的灾祸。
From a catastrophe.
要看你知道，你好像一个有智慧的人，而不像一个愚昧的人。
So that you may become a wise person, not a foolish person.
非常重要。
This is all very important.
所以，圣经里边保罗呢教导提摩太一件事情。
So in the Bible, Paul says something to Timothy.
就是要他不要有少年人的私欲。
Is to flee from the passions of youth.
因为年轻人你有很多的时间。
Because young people have a lot of time.
有很多的精力。
A lot of energy.
你们好像早晨太阳刚升起来一样。
You like the rising of the sun.
你们觉得、哦、什么对你们来说都是新鲜的。
Everything's a new experience for you.
但是你们要抓紧时间。
But you need to be careful with your time.
正确的来运用你的精力。
You need to put your energy into the right things.
正确用你的时间。
Same thing with your time.
去寻求的智慧。
To seek wisdom.
因为时间过得太快了。
Because time passes very, very quickly.、
嗯、非常非常的快。你们一转眼呢，就跟你们的父母一样了。
You will become like your parents in the blink of an eye.
真的，所以要抓紧时间去寻求的智慧，你就必寻到。
So.
就是珍惜时间。
So really take time is precious to learn wisdom.
千万不要浪费时间。
Don't waste your time.
好，我们今天就讲到这儿。